Well, I'm very honored to be invited to preach today. You have to give me 1 minute. I have to make sure my sermon is in the right order. My wife and I are moving, and we found the printer, not the power cord for the printer. So thank you, Sue, for helping me have a printed copy of the sermon today. The sermon title is Presence or Presence? And the text is the gospel reading that you have just heard from Luke chapter 17. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it has officially begun. The signs of the season are upon us. While the store's candy aisle of Halloween treats may be getting picked over, a new aisle is being prepared. As Hobby Lobby and Michaels and craft stores around the country still sell you a blanket shaped like a leaf, or salt and pepper shakers in the shape of little pumpkins, more aisles are being prepared, filled with garland, filled with shiny baubles for the trees. Lowe's and Home Depot still have 9-foot-tall skeletons and blow-up turkeys that you can put into your front yard. However, on the other side of the store, a artificial fir forest has been planted where the lawnmowers once sat. Yes, the season is almost upon us, the season of Christmas. And with the Christmas season comes the things that children wait the whole year for. With the season comes those things that parents are searching for and preparing to buy. With the season comes that question of what is the limit on the card? Yes, with the Christmas season comes all the presents. Toys, video games, clothes, tools, appliances, presents. Presents that will all be one day wrapped and neatly arranged under the tree to give the most awe-inspiring moment on that Christmas day. I suspect that it's something that you have already began to think about yourself. What presents do you want? Or maybe what presents do you think you can actually get? What presents will make that family member really happy? Or at least what can you actually afford to give to them? What presents do you need? And what presents do you just simply want? Presents and gifts, favors and concessions, help and blessings, whatever you call them, you are accustomed for asking for presents. Presents that will make your life better, easier, more comfortable. Presents that will give you just a taste of the good life. However, as any parent knows, as the months will go by, the joy and the excitement about those presents will fade away. Favors and concessions you get at work and in life are forgotten as you find new things to ask for. The help and blessings that we receive are just simply never quite enough. No matter how many, how large, or how extraordinary the presents may be, you are always going to want a little bit more. Presents are good. They can't give a good life. And you have already heard a biblical example of that fact in the reading from Luke today. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, crossing between Samaria and Galilee. And along the way, as he and the disciples are walking along, they come upon a village and are met by 10 lepers, 10 men with a serious condition that excludes them from their community. Jesus is confronted by these men who are in need of his help, in need of a blessing. And as it might sound a little funny, they need him to give them a present. They need their lives to be changed. And so they cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They called out for a blessing. They called out for a favor. They called out for Jesus to give them a present. They needed something that only could be pure mercy, pure grace, a pure present from Jesus. And so they call out, offering nothing in return, but begging Jesus for that gift. They wished that they would have their leprosy be cleansed by him. And Jesus grants their request. He directs them to go to the village and find the priests and present themselves as clean. And then as they are going along back to the village, they are cleansed. They find themselves miraculously healed. They find their greatest hopes and dreams have become a reality. Their disease is wiped away. Now that Jesus had cleansed them, they had the good life. But only one of the lepers realized that there was something better than the presence that Jesus had just given them. Only one man realized the presence couldn't give the good life. Only this one leper realized that there was something more to life than presence. Presents are good, but they cannot give the good life. Something about the English language allows me to make this move that I'm about to make. We've already talked a lot about presence with a T. Presence at Christmas, presence in our daily lives. And when we talked about the presence that the lepers requested, that present of healing and cleansing, presence that they hoped would allow them to have the good life, presence that the lepers received and were ecstatic about, undoubtedly. However, while presents are good, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, while that's good, presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, is what really matters. Only one of the lepers realized that while he had received a great gift, what really mattered was the giver. Only one of the lepers got a taste of the good life through the presence that Jesus gave him and decided he needed more. Only one of the lepers realized that being in Jesus' presence was the good life. When this leper saw that he had been healed, he immediately turned back on his heel and headed back. When this leper was walking back to Jesus, he loudly proclaims all that God has done for him, the mercy that had been shown to him. Only one leper realized that there was something even better than what he had just received. And when that leper returns to Jesus, he falls flat on his face and praises the one whom he had received this great present from. And there, in Jesus' presence, the leper experienced the good life. Jesus applauds the man for returning. In fact, he seems shocked the others have not done likewise. The other nine had received their gifts. They had received their presence, but seemed to care nothing for returning to Jesus' presence. They had gotten what they wanted, and that was that. They fell out of the story and are never mentioned again. But to be in Jesus' presence was to be part of his story, his life, his divinity. And so Jesus and the man are now together. The man is right where he needs to be, standing in Jesus' presence. He had gotten a taste and now wanted more. Standing there, the man had the good life. He was right where he was supposed to be. He was right in the groove of everything. There he was in the right spot for himself, right with God, right with Jesus. All was good. Being in Jesus' presence was the good life. Dear Christian friends, today you are right where you are supposed to be. Today you are here with the other children of God, with those who have received the gifts of life and salvation. Today you are once again given the gift of the forgiveness of sins. Today you have received Christ's presence, S-E-N-T-S. And now are once again right where you are supposed to be, here in Christ's presence, S-E-N-C-E. That is the point for you today. The point of God is not what he can do for you. He is not a vending machine. But yes, you are encouraged, even commanded, to call out to God the Father at all times. You are commanded and directed to petition the one who gives you all good gifts. As Luther puts so succinctly in the Small Catechism, that God has made you. He's given you your eyes, ears, and all your members, your reason, and all your senses, and still takes care of them. He richly and daily provides you with all that you need to support your body and life. He continues to guard and protect you. All of that he does for you only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. All of those gifts that he gives to you, he does because he loves you. All of this is for you so that then you would desire more than just the gift, more than just the presence, that you would desire to be in the presence of God. Likewise, you have Jesus. Jesus, who was willing to suffer, be crucified, die, and be buried for you, did all of that so that you may have his gifts of the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, and so that then you could come and be in his presence, be with Christ, so that you could be a child of God. And finally, the Holy Spirit comes to you here in your baptism, here in the Word, here with the other saints, so that you may enjoy the presence of God. The Holy Spirit has called you by the Word, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you here where you are supposed to be. And he has done this so that one day, if you die and your earthly presence comes to an end, even if that day comes to pass, the Spirit has done all of this so that one day you may share in an eternal presence. A presence with God, a presence with those who have gone before, a presence with each and every one of us that will be good, good and eternal. Today, dear Christian friends, God gives you many wonderful presents with a T. Presents that allow you to be in his presence with a C today. The Father gives you health and safety so that you can recognize the giver and rejoice to have such a Father. The Son gives you his life so that you can live with him in his presence now and forever. And the Spirit constantly strengthens, draws, and secures your faith so that you may live in the presence of God now and forever. And so, like the leper who returned, return to God's presence. Return to the good life with God. Return to the place where you are supposed to be. Amen.
Amen.